Welcome, everyone, to another podcast of Modern World Zen. This is Josh Barzell. So I want to wish everyone a Happy New Year, 2021. And I'd like to spend some time thinking about 2020. And hopefully thinking about how 2021 could be different. One of the main things I'd like to talk about that we saw in 2020 was some protests concerning the treatment of George Floyd, who was killed by a police officer. And as we all remember this, what have we learned from it? Certainly, the discussion on one side has been about racism. The discussion on the other side has been about essentially, who's George Floyd? What are you talking about? What on earth happened? We don't talk about it. We don't remember it. None of us want to talk about it, and none of us want to remember it. As soon as it's done, it's done. So that means that we live in a white supremacist culture. We live in a culture where white supremacy is the norm. That it's not just one incident. It's ubiquitous. Because if it wasn't, why is no one continuing to talk about George Floyd? Why is no one continuing to talk about the Black Lives Matter movement? As soon as it's out of our vision, our minds, it's as if it's gone. And I think it is gone. Because we live in a white supremacist culture. And I think that's the biggest takeaway from 2020. Most people would say it's the coronavirus. And that's how it will be remembered. But do we really want to remember that more than George Floyd? Is that what we really want? What do we want? People say, well, it's just too hard. And no one's changing. And, you know, there must have been a reason for it. There's a reason for everything. But I don't think that makes the heart feel good to think like that. I think it makes the heart feel dry. I think we're supposed to remember these things. And that's what I hope we will move forward in 2021 to start to talk about these things. They should be talked about every day. Every day. And I think that for people who refuse to think about them are just perpetuating more of the problem. They're making it worse, not better. Right? So you're either part of the problem or you're part of the solution. And I think you can be a part of the solution if you're able to think about these things on a daily basis. You can ask yourself how you are when it comes to racism. Now, we need a lot of help with that because that's a very difficult question to ask because it's not part of the normal discourse. So I ask you to do it now. You can try to answer the question how you are concerning the racism issue. Right? Number one. Number two would be, how can you be better? Because we can all do better. So let's start with the first question. How are we with the racism issue? It's not a question of being racist or not, because you could say yes or no, and then the question ends. The discussion ends. Some people are proud to declare that they're racist. Right? Even though they may not be. It's all about just putting it aside and getting rid of it and not thinking about it again. But why? Why is it so hard for you to think about racism? And if it's hard to think about racism, how can you be good on the racism issue? How can it be something that you can sort of hang your hat on if you're not even willing to think about it for 2 seconds? I mean, compare it to anything in the world. If you don't ever think about it, how is it going to be something that doesn't need to be thought about? Can we just assume that we're all just perfect people? That we don't need to think about George Floyd and what happened. I don't think that makes our heart feel good either. So let's take a moment and see how we are and find something that's questionable. And my guess it's going to be the tip of the iceberg. Because if we really went in there and we went in deep, we would find something that isn't very good. Now, most of the time on these podcasts, I'm talking about how we're good inside, that we're pure, and that we should meditate on our inner purity or inner divinity. And that's true. But what good is it to do that if we're not aware of how we're being externally in the world? How does it help us to meditate if we're meditating in ignorance? If we're pretending to be in samadhi? If we're pretending to have all of these good experiences? It would become a deception just like everything else. So I ask people to be honest with themselves and really think about how they are when it comes to the racism issue. And if you just step back for a moment, you would see how we are. Why would it be that we have to march for George Floyd? Why would we have to do that? Why would we have to listen to big institutions, corporations, and the like, sports, professional and collegiate sports, and these big institutions coming out and going out of their way to talk about racism? Why would we have to do that? Right? Step outside for a moment of what we're in and look at that. Why would that be the case? And again, as I said, it must be that we live in a white supremacist culture. Otherwise, there would be no need to march. There would be no need for the leaders of these institutions to say anything, to have policies put in place, to have memos sent, to have people publicly come out in favor of equality. There'd be no reason to do that. There would be no need. But people see it and they like it and they realize, oh, okay, this is what's happening. So there is a need. Why? Ask yourself why. And you will come to see that the culture may not be as perfect as we all think it is. But that's their problem. No, we shouldn't think like that. We don't think about that like that in general. If there's a coronavirus, we wear a mask. But if we live in a racist culture, we don't look at our own issue. We just assume it's our neighbor's problem. Why? Why do we do that? So this is, you know, my New Year's message. And I hope people will take it to heart. And when they do, they're welcome to meditate. It's not that we don't meditate. We should meditate. Because meditation will help us come to terms with who we are and where we need to get to. And allow us to overcome our sense of difference. Now, Freud wrote about culture. And for him, what he saw was essentially the human being as wanting to procreate, essentially, through these instincts. And that everything in the culture had to do with that. Maybe that has something to do with racism too. Maybe we're racist because we're looking to procreate, to satisfy our sexual instinct. But what at what cost? At what cost are we doing this? Because he knew, Freud knew, that when it came to satisfying instincts, there was no problem. It was only when the instinct couldn't be satisfied that this aggressiveness that he saw prior to the Holocaust came out. And you could think of the aggressiveness as a racist kind of way to be. Because if you're aggressive to someone, you could think that you're racist towards them. So look at your instinctual life. See if that has any connection, potentially, to how you are with the racism issue. And I'm not talking about being racist against white people. I'm talking about what we all know is the society that we live in. Let's not pretend that, oh, well, people are racist to white people. Let's not go there. Because why would we have to march? Why would we have to put out these messages all the time? And I think we know the reason why. So let's look at our instinctual life. Let's see what there is in it that might be contributing to how we are with the racism issue that might not be where we think we are and isn't the ideal position to have, because we're all a part of the culture. How we are is how the culture is going to be. So let's take a look at that first, and then we can meditate. We can meditate on our inner self. We can meditate on our inner divinity. We can meditate on consciousness within ourselves. And I think in that context, we can have a very deep meditation. So I welcome everyone and wish everyone the very best. Happy New Year. And I welcome you to meditate and find your peace within yourself. Thank you very much. This has been Josh Barzell for Modern World Zen.